Thank you for joining us. Even if it's by the phone, we enjoy visiting with you. How are you on this first day of spring?
Well, good morning, Jeff. I appreciate you taking the time to visit with me, and we're doing great. We're looking forward to spring and looking forward to a little bit warmer weather.
Yeah, but you're busy, right? You've been really, really busy, right?
We have been busy. We are busy. I mean, my personal life is always busy, but we've been really busy with Special Olympics. We have 2 practices yet, and we'll be headed off to state for one of our tournaments, and then we're already gearing up for as soon as we get back, we start in our next season, 3 nights a week practices, and so, yeah, we're busy and crazy, and it's all so much fun.
I think I'm going to make a note to never try to contact you in March again, because is March your busiest month of the year?
March is actually probably the craziest, just because we're in the final stages of one season and we don't get a break. We used to get a little bit of a break. We might have a week off and then we'd start in, but with this one we don't. We come back on Sunday from state tournament and we go right back in Monday with practices starting for a new season. So March is really crazy, yes.
Well, not that people need to know this, but I'll tell them anyway. I think just for Sherry and I to be talking right now, it took 30 emails, a few phone calls, some text. Maybe there were a few letters in there. I don't know, but it took a while, but I'm glad it happened, Sherry.
Yes, it was crazy. And yeah, it was a lot of back and forth and a lot of rescheduling just because schedules changed. And yeah, so it was crazy, but I'm so glad we were able to connect as well.
Remind people of the Special Olympics group here in Yankton. How many people involved? What do you all do and how are things going?
You know, each season we have different numbers, of course, just depending on who we have come out. We have some athletes that just come out for one season. We have some athletes that come out for all. The numbers of volunteers change, so our numbers really alter a lot. But right now we're in the midst of basketball and cheer, which is, like I said, wrapping up in just a couple weeks. We have, with our delegation size between our athletes and our volunteers, we have about 70 of us that are headed off to Mitchell in a couple weeks. Then we'll have our summer games start immediately after that, and that involves athletes in possibly swimming, possibly volleyball, some weightlifters, and then also some track and fielders. And so we have a number. We could have anywhere from probably 50 to 75 that participate in that as well. And as you can tell, since we have so many different choices within the summer games option, we have lots of need for lots of volunteers with that. So our numbers can greatly vary. From there, we have a little bit of a break after the end of May, and then we start back in July and go into our softball and our fall classic stuff, which can be softball and bocce that we do during that time of the year.
I bet these competitions and these contests mean so much to the special people that you work with.
You know, I have to tell you, every year, when especially this time of year, like we were just talking how crazy it is, I always long for that break where I can just say, oh, I don't have anything I have to do tonight and things are crazy. But, you know, a week or so out and I miss it and I go back and all the hugs and all the joy and all the smiles and all the text messages I get that time when we're off to say, when are we starting again? It's all worth it, yeah. It means a lot to them just to be able to participate, to be able to, you know, I think there's so many aspects of the sport, and it's not just the sport that we're teaching them. And we're teaching them teamwork, we're teaching them communication, we're teaching them, you know, the value of being on time and being committed and all of those things. And yeah, with our athletes, it's so much fun. And like I said, when we do have breaks, I get text messages nearly every day wondering when we're starting again.
I get to recognize your crew at a Mount Marty basketball game towards the end of the season, and that's always special. But the most special thing for me is Battle of the Badges, and it was another great year this year to pull some of those athletes out and get them involved in the game. And then I see them in the community, and they remember me from that, and they light up, and it makes me feel very special too, Sherry.
They definitely do, and I will tell you, they still talk about it when we show up at practice every week. They still talk about, did you see me make that shot? Did you see me do that? And it's one of the highlights for them too. I mean, being involved in those types of things, and even being asked to, you know, like the night before this year, we had the recognition at Mount Marty, and that's very special to them. Just us being able to cheer on somebody else as well is very special for us. And Battle of Badges is always very exciting, right down to the last minute, and we enjoy being part of that.
Well, it's easy to hear from you why you do this. I know you're not doing it for the money. I know you're not doing it for pay or recognition or anything like that. But to a potential volunteer, what would you say would be the reason for them getting involved in Special Olympics?
Oh, that's an excellent question. And you're right. We don't do it for the money. You know, I'm always proud to say that Special Olympics truly is one of the many nonprofit programs that within this location, every member of our crew is volunteer. So whenever we raise money, it all goes 100% to support the athletes. But I think just what we were talking about, just that connection that you make with our athletes, being involved. I will say we have many of our Mount Marty athletes that come and help at practices, and they come back for more than one sport. You know, they show up and they just continue to show up because they think they build those connections and they see that need, and it just becomes such a great program to be able to offer their talents, you know, that they have to direct somebody else in improving their talents, and it's just fun to watch.
Maybe somebody wants to support and be a part of it, but not in a volunteer sense. How can they support you financially? Because it takes dollars to get to these places for equipment and all of the other things that we don't know about. How does someone do that?
I always say the best thing to do is reach out to me directly. If you want the dollars to stay local, you have to donate local. And so I always say, if you want to reach out to me directly, email, phone. There's also, we also do have a site on our website. There is a spot where you can, a link that you can click on and you can donate that way. So yeah, there's a variety of ways. But yeah, if you want the money to stay local, we need to donate local.
Well, Sherry, I want to tell you, and I tell you this, I think, every time I visit with you, in case other people are forgetting to say thank you so much for your work with Special Olympics, for what you do for these people and for everybody that's involved with it. I think it truly is special, and there's a lot of appreciation for what you do.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I greatly appreciate that. And I always say these are some of my favorite people on the planet. And my time spent with them is so much fun, and I get so much joy out of it. So it's a lot of work, but the joy I get from doing it is all worth it. But I do appreciate the sentiment.
I'm glad our chance to talk finally happened, and I hope you do get a little free time and things go well for Special Olympics all year long.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time, and hopefully next time it won't be so hard to connect.